Hello all, this is R.D. Kulik, the creator and head editor of SeedSing.com and your future host for the Ex-Millennial Man podcast. I wanted to put this kind of little introduction up so you guys get an idea of who we are and also maybe enlist your help on getting us moving these things forward. SeedSing.com is a website that was conceived of the idea that we want to look at politics and pop culture from the ground up. Now, what I specifically mean by that is we hear a lot of, you know, words about the grassroots organizations and grassroots this and grassroots that. First off, a lot of that is just plain flat wrong. Whatever you hear on the news about grassroots is usually a bunch of people that are grass tops, that have a lot of money, a lot of influence, create these movements and they put it in this veneer of, oh, it's coming from the people, it's coming from the people. Well, SeedSing is coming from the people. It's all personally funded. We want to put something together so that people that have a little bit of skill, some interest, can go out there, tell their stories, let their seed sing, so to say, and I'm going to let you take root. Because I believe that the Generation Xers and the Millennials, we are the ones that are going to have to fix society. I've done a lot of work in my career in political campaigns and, you know, issue advocacy, those types of things. So I think it's very important for people to have a voice. I think it's very important for people to have somebody that's going to take action with that voice. And that's what SeedSing is going to be. We want you to come to us and tell us your story, and we will put it out there for everyone to see and hopefully make some changes in society. The Ex-Millennial Man podcast, or a reason came up with that name, is it's a merging of Generation X and the Millennials, because we hear a lot about boomer culture. That's what we are just steeped in. Even our comic book movies, these are boomer culture type things. The golden age of comic books is very much a baby boomer thing. Well, I don't want to talk about the Beatles all the time. I don't want to talk about the Stones. I don't want to talk about John Kennedy and Ronald Reagan and, heck, our entire political system. Everybody running for president that really has a chance, except for a few, is part of the baby boomer culture. It is important for me to get the stories of Generation X and the Millennials out there because I'm tired of looking at our 21st century problems through the lens of the 20th century. So I want to invite you to come along on this journey. Go to SeedSing.com, SeedSing.com. You can contact us directly there. You have a story, you have something you want to talk about, I will not censor your voice. You can go out there and I will shout to the world what you have to say. If you want to come on this podcast, you know, we're going to talk about a lot of pop culture things, especially once we start our regular podcasts with my ever-present co-host and pop culture editor for SeedSing, Ty. But I'm going to be interviewing a lot of people, too. I want to talk to local politicians. I want to talk to local entrepreneurs. I want to see exactly what it is that people on the ground who are not part of the boomer establishment, who are not part of the moneyed or the access establishment, I want to see what they have to say, and I want to put it out there because these are very, very important stories. We'll be posting in the next few weeks a few test podcasts. These don't have the nice shiny veneer of the super professional podcast I'm imagining this will be once we officially launch in late July. But I was joined by someone very close to me, Tina, where we talk about a few issues where we have a little bit of expertise. Honestly, she has a bit more expertise than I do. But, you know, we want to get our feet wet. We want to figure out how this all works. And I invite you to listen, to give us criticisms. Again, go to SeedSing, tell us what you liked, what you did not like, how we can make this better. And if you want to join us, you know, that's the place to do it. So thank you for coming along for this ride. And I do ask you to go to iTunes, vote us up. That's how people are going to find us. And definitely tell your friends about this podcast. So let's get ready for the journey. It's going to be exciting. Thank you again for being here with me.